Is Daf Kuf. We were talking yesterday about this, the Mishnah here in Arei Pesachim, as to who's the author that says Samach Lemincha Lo Yochal Adam. A person shouldn't eat Samach Lemincha, so we said that it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says all year round the person's not allowed to eat Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. There's nothing unique about Pesach. And Rabbi Yossi says a person could go Ochel V'Holech Ad Shetekshach. So Gemara presented two different answers. One was Rav Huna, who says that no, in general, Rabbi Yossi allows one to eat up until Chashecha by Shabbos Yom Tov, but there's something unique by Pesach. Here he's Moda that because of the Chavivas of the Mitzvah Matzvah, one has to stop eating earlier. So Rabbi Yossi is the author. That's how Rav Huna understood. But then the Gemara says Rav Papa said that even Rabbi Yehuda could be the author of this Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda in general says a person needs to stop at Mincha time. When it comes to Pesach, even Samich LeMincha, half an hour before Mincha, the ninth hour is when a person has to stop. So Gemara the last presented a brisa that it went against us that said Rabbi Yehuda says on every Shabbos of the year, every Erev Yom Tov, even by Samach LeMincha, one has to stop. It's not just by Erev Pesach, Samach LeMincha is Aser, all Shabbos, all Yom Tovim, it's Aser, Samach LeMincha. And then we said, the Gemara said, maybe, who says that this brisa was acceptable? Maybe this brisa is not part of the Code of Halacha, and we could ignore it not as a question. So that's where we left off yesterday's daf. So now the Gemara says on the top of Daf Kuf, Amar Lei, top line. Amrle Maremar, Visemer Rabbi Yemar, Ona Iklai Lapirka de Rapinchas, Bray de Rabbi Ami. One time we visited the Shir Rabbi Ami, the Kam Tana Tanikame, he taught this Brysa, the Kiblimine. So this Brysa was used in the Shir. Clearly, it was acceptable, it wasn't a mistake. And if the Brysa says that Rabbi Yehuda says every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yom Tov, Samach Leminchas Aser, so he cannot be the author of the Mishnah. We must say Rav Huna is right that Rabbi Yossi is the author of our mission. That in general, Rabbi Yossi holds you're allowed to eat Ad Shetekshach by every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yom Tov. When it comes to Erev Pesach, there he's Moda that one has to stop earlier because of the Chavivas of the Mitzvah of Matzah. The Gemara now says, Rav Huna, Minicha, does it really make sense according to Rav Huna? Bahama Rabbi Yirmiya, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Visame others say, Am Rabbi Yebau, Am Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. So just before you learn in the Gemara, look what Tosas writes on the top here. Second Tosas. V'hamar Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, V'yisema Rabbi Abo, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, V'lo Garsi Rabbi Yochanan. In the second V'yisema, Rabbi Yochanan's not part of the equation here. It doesn't say Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Abo. That's not part of the Girsa, says Tosos. The Rabbi Abo, Talmidei, the Rabbi Yochanan Hava. Since Rabbi Abo was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, it would be unlikely that Rabbi Yochanan quotes from his own Talmud, Rabbi Abo. So therefore, Tosfos makes sure that Girsa is not there. He takes out the word Rabbi Yochanan. That's not in front of us here either. It depends how you actually read the Gemara here. But Tosfos has no problem with this Girsa. He's completely fine with Rabbi Yochanan quoting his own Talmud. He says, based on the Yushami, there are many places where Rabbi Yochanan quoted his own Talmudim, and there is praise for doing so. To learn something from your Talmud and then to teach it was a wonderful thing. So Tosfos felt that was very consistent with the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Either way, what's the question to Rav Huna? Rav Huna again says that Rabbi Yossi thinks that he's Moda, he thinks Rabbi Yossi's Moda, Er Pesach, you have to stop eating earlier. So how do we know this? So the Gemara says again, Mi Nicha V'Hamer Rabbi Yirmiya, Am Rabbi Yochan, V'Seim Am Rabbi Abo, Am Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, Ber Pesach, which means you have to stop eating earlier, Er Pesach, like Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha, Rabbi Yossi, Ber Shabbos, that you pass on Rabbi Yossi, that you're allowed to eat up until even on Erev Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yossi. So Gemara says, Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, Ber Pesach, Mechlau, Dipolig, Rabbi Yossi, B'Tevayu. If we're saying we pass like Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach, it sounds like Rabbi Yossi argues on Erev Pesach. Right? Rav Huda's understanding is that Rabbi Yossi agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that on Erev Pesach, you have to stop eating earlier. But from this statement, if we pass in Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, on Erev Pesach, that implies that Rabbi Yossi argues on Erev Pesach and says one is allowed to eat up until Ad Shetekshach even on Erev Pesach. So this goes against Rav Huna's understanding. So Gemara says, "Lo, not true. Halacha mechlal de pligi b'afsaka." The truth is, they do argue. They argue even on Erev Pesach. They argue about hafsaka. What does hafsaka mean? So there's whether you could start the meal and whether you have to interrupt the meal. So look at Rashbam, to make everything clear. Look at the last narrow line of Rashbam. Mechlal de pligi lafsaka. Hadam Rabbi Yirmiya, halacha Rabbi Yehuda ber Pesach. That which he says, we paskin Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach. Demashma, which implies the palignami Rabbi Yossi ber Pesach, that he also argues, even on Erev Pesach, that's lafsaka hu de palig. They argue whether you have to stop or not. Meaning, di hischil lechal af ber Pesach ein mafzik. If you started the meal er Pesach, then according to Rabbi Yossi, you don't have to stop. But if Rabbi Yehuda says you do have to stop. With respect to being aval hashchil to start the meal, even ma'ul de Rabbi Yossi d'aser, you're not allowed to. Meaning, Masnis in our Mishnah is talking about schala, according to whether you could start the meal earlier, Rabbi Yossi itzrich. Rabbi Yossi in general holds, you are allowed to start a meal, Erev Shabbos. You're allowed to start a meal, Erev Yom Tov. Erev Pesach, he agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that you may not start a meal, Erev Pesach. But what if you did start the meal? What if you started the meal anyways? Do you have to stop or do you not have to stop? That's where they have the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says you must be mafsik the meal if you, even though you started. Rabbi Yossi says once you started, you don't have to stop. You can go into Pesach. But in terms of starting the meal, he agrees you can't start the meal Erev Pesach, so close to Pesach. So that's what the Gemara says. Gemara says, Ditanya, the Raisa says, Mafsikin l'shabasos divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi omer ein mafsikin. So when it comes to, again, in general, Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to stop a meal, coming Shabbos comes on, Rabbi Yossi says you don't have to stop the meal, you can continue the meal into Shabbos. Umaisa, one time there's a Maisa, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Shayim Mesubin Ba'ako, they're all sitting together having a meal Erev Shabbos in Akko, the Kiddush Shalem Hayom and Shabbos set in, Amalo, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yossi Berebi, he says to Rabbi Yossi, Ritzon Chanafsik, should we stop now? B'nechesh L'Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Chavireinu, our friend Rabbi Yehuda Zir, he holds you have to stop the meal and then start again for Shabbos. Maybe we should stop the meal now. L'chaver Rabbi Yehuda. Even though Rabbi Yossi himself says you should continue the meal into Shabbos, maybe we should stop L'chaver Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Yossi says to him, B'chol yom v'yom every single day, Atam echavev divarai, every single day you're honoring my words and you're showing that I'm correct. But l'fnei Rabbi Yehuda, in front of Rabbi Yehuda, v'achshem now, Atam mechaviv divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'fanai. Now you're trying to hold Rabbi Yehuda in my presence. Hagam lichosh is amalka in my babayis. Right, quoting from Megillas Esther a couple days ago. They're trying to overtake my queen in my own house. You're trying to paskin against me. Amar lei imkein. He says, I'm sorry. So if that's the case, lo nifsof. We're not going to stop. We'll continue eating like you paskin. Shema yiru hatamidim v'yikvu halacha ledoros. Because perhaps they're going to see that we stop the meal, the chav Rabbi Yehuda, and they're going to say that must be the halacha, even though that's not the halacha, even though we pass like Rabbi Yossi. So Amru, they said, lo zazim misham, they did not leave from there, atcha kavu halacha Rabbi Yossi, they pass that you're allowed to continue to eat into Shabbos, you're allowed to do that. When it comes to Erev Pesach, is where he says you're not allowed to, but Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to continue eating and no requirement to do afsaka. So what should you do? So before we get to Mappas Paris Mappa, look what Tosas writes here. Tosas writes, Rabbi Yossi Omer Ein Mafsik, in the first wide line down in Tosas. So what do you do, Rabbi Yossi? You're eating a meal Erev Shabbos, right? A regular weekday meal. And then Shabbos comes. So what's the Lamaita? What do you do? He says, Gomer Kosu, though you finish the entire meal on Shabbos. Umevarach Birch HaSamaz, when you bench on Shabbos. Acharkach, after you bench, you're Mekadosh. You say Kiddush after benching is over, which is a very strange thing. We'll see in a couple of days how to do that. Mashma, you could have the Suda, even though it wasn't L'Shem Shabbos, even though it was an Erev Shabbos meal. Because, fine. Navim Tomar, Eich Yasu Kiddush below Suda. Wait, now you just ate the meal. The meal's over. Now you make Kiddush, and then you go to sleep. There's no meal after the Kiddush. How do you have Kiddush without there being a meal? Ain't Kiddush, Ella, B'makom Suda. But Yesh Omer Tosa says, the Chashiv Kiddush B'makom Suda came in Shemiyan Achar Suda, Osa Kiddush. Fascinating. Since you made the Kiddush right after Suda, it's Kilu, it was in the context of a Suda. Kiddush is not there to create a Suda, has to just be in the context of the Suda. It could be in the beginning, it could be in the middle, it could be at the end. That's still part of the Suda. That's a big Kiddush according to Tosa's understanding. V'osa Suda, Ololo, the Suda Shabbos. So a lot of Chidushim in this Tosa's here. Tosa's Rid takes issue with Tosa's. He says, how could that be? How do you have Kiddush after the Suda? That's not Makom Suda. Tosa's Rid says Tosa's Rid, Rabbi Yossi does not require Kiddush Makom Suda. We're going to see on the end of Amud Beis as Machlokas in the Gemara. So Rabbi Yossi must be of the opinion you don't require Kiddush from Makom Suda. You just need Kiddush. So Suda's over. Now there's a Kiddush. Okay, there's no Suda. But to say the Kiddush is good for the Suda that already took place, it's very, very hard to say. That's what Tosafot Rid says back to the Shita of Tosafos. Okay, let's go weiter now. The Gemara says, actually, one other thing I wanted to say. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says you have to be mafsik, what's the reason you have to be mafsik? So the Tosafot Rid actually writes you have to be mafsik. So it doesn't look like your Shabbos meal is a weekday meal. you make a little pause, and then you continue your meal. This way it's clear that it's made, it's a Shabbos type of meal. That's his understanding. The Gemara says, no, the reason why you have to stop is because anytime there's a mitzvah, you have to stop eating, right? If there's a mitzvah of Shema, you have to stop eating because you have to say Shema. So too, if there's a mitzvah of Kiddush, you have to stop eating so you can perform the mitzvah of Kiddush. That's why we don't eat before Bidikas Chametz. We don't eat when it's time to count Sfira. So since there's a mitzvah of Kiddush now, you're not allowed to eat, and that's why you have to stop according to the Gemara's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so now the Gemara says in the bottom here of Kuf Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ein halacha, halacha maisa, Ein halacha, lo k'Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo k'Rabbi Yosi. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda that you must stop, nor do we pass like Rabbi Yosi that you don't have to stop. Rather, we take some type of middle approach, which is what? Which is just fascinating that a couple days ago we were talking about this halacha. Ela poris mafa u'mekadesh. You spread a little cover, a little tablecloth, a little challah cover over it. You stop, you make kiddush, and then you can continue the meal. That's how Shmuel says we should do it. So, Aini, is that really true? V'hamar rav tachlifa baravdimi, amar Shmuel. K'shem shemafsikin lekiddush, kach mafsikin lavdala. Don't we have the statement in the name of Shmuel himself that just like you're mafsik during Kiddush, so to your mafsik Havdalah. What do you mean you're mafsik? My mafsik in lav, lakir shulchan. Does it not mean just like you stop your meal to make Kiddush, you don't do poros mappa, you stop it. You're mafsik in like Rabbi Yehuda, so to Havdalah. If a person's having shal shudis, Havdalah comes, you stop your shal shudis, and then you make Havdalah. So here we clearly say you do have to do mafsik in like Rabbi Yehuda. There's no poros mappa here at all. And Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean to stop the meal and end it. What it means is lo, lamapa. When you use the word mafsik in here, he means to spread the tablecloth over, and that's what the intent was. So that's how Shmuel Paskins poris mapa. So now the Gemara says, actually, before we turn the page, let's keep going now. So Gemara now says, Rabba bar Rav Huna, Ikle, the Bei Resh Galusa, one time, Rabba bar Rav Huna was visiting the house of the Resh Galusa, and I see Tacha Kame, they brought the table in front of him, and poris mappa, they spread a tablecloth, they spread a challah cover over the bread. The kiddush, they made kiddush. Tani nami hachi, the Brisa says the same thing. Shein mevin es ha-shulchan elem kein kiddush. You only bring the shulchan em kiddush. The din is, they're supposed to make kiddush first. We don't paskin this way. But first you make kiddush, and then they bring the table and bread afterwards. If, however, im hevi poris, if they brought already the bread in front of you, which is what we do anyways, the bread should be on the table, that's how we paskin, the lechem should be there, you should poris mappa u'mekadesh, you cover up the bread, and then you say kiddush. So this is where we have the famous discussion, the different reasons why one covers a bread prior to kiddush. We're going to look at the Rashbam and Tosfos for the various reasons why we cover the bread prior to kiddush. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos quotes from the Rashbam, says it as well, but just it's easier to find in Tosfos. If you look at Tosfos, Dibur Maskil She'ein Mevi'en Es HaShulchan, Elam Kein Kiddush, look at the last narrow line of Tosfos where he quotes from the She'iltos. He quotes from the She'iltos, Kihecha Deteise Sudasa Biakara De Shabasa. It should come the Chavot Shabbos. What that means is that you want the Suda to be in the context of Chavot Shabbos. What's Chavot Shabbos? When you make Kiddush, you've now sanctified the day, you've sanctified your meal. So now that you've sanctified, you created Kiddush, you now reveal the challah, and you have your suda. But if they're eating without having kiddush, that's not covered Shabbos. So you cover the bread up, make kiddush, and then you cover the Shabbos. The covered Shabbos is the reason why you then uncover the bread. That's according to the Shiltos. There are those who hold Tosfos, Yesh Mefarish, Zeich Laman, Shilhaya Yorid B'Shabbos V'Yam Tovim, that we know that the man fell Erev Shabbos, it fell Erev Yom Tov, double portion. So we cover it up, just like the Pasuk describes, that there is on the bottom, there's tal, on the top, there's tal, it's all covered up in the little box of tal, if you will. So it's so to we cover up the Lecha Mishnah from the top and the bottom in order as a Zeicher Laman that did not fall on Shabbos V'Yam Tov. And we're going to see Nafkaminas. So that's the understanding. Hayat tal milamala ulmata v'aman ben time. So those are the two reasons according to the Tosfos and the Rashbam. Now there are other opinions that we know. There's another issue is in terms of order of the brachas, right? You can't say hagafen prior to hamotzi. We have a certain kedima brachas. Hamotzi should come before hagafen. So one thing is that how do you get around the problem? Just like if a person accidentally takes out his tefillin sharosh prior to his tefillin shayad, what do? You made a mistake, but you can't put tefillin sharosh on first, so you have to cover it up as if you don't see it. Then you take out tefillin shayad and then tefillin sharosh. That's one reason. So you don't. So you're not involved in any halachic issues. You cover up the bread. The other reason which we're taught when we're younger is because the bread might be embarrassed. The bread normally goes first, same idea, but it's not because I'm doing the wrong halacha, it's because the bread has some feelings, if you will, and therefore we cover up the bread, so the bread's not embarrassed that the kiddush, the guffin, is going before the hamotzi of the bread. So that's the four or five basic reasons that are found in the different Rishonim. So there are a number of nafkamina that they point out here. What if you're making kiddush on bread? So you have no wine, you have no grapes. So you're making on bread. Would you have to cover up the challah? So if it's because of the embarrassment, or if it's because of the order of the brachas, there's no kiddush. There's no issue of covering the bread. You could have the bread completely open up. Just like shal shudis is a discussion. Does shal shudis require covering up? There's no kiddush there. So if it's all about the order of the brachas or embarrassing the bread, then it wouldn't be shayach to cover up the bread during shal shudis, or if you're making hamot kiddush on bread. But let's say it's because of zeich leman. So then, even though there's no kiddush, yourself the bread is still zeich leman, and you would have to cover up nonetheless. And shal shudis as well, you have to cover up if it is about zeich leman. Further, they point out how long do you have to cover up the bread for? So if the whole thing is about the kedima of the brichas hagefen, so then if you cover up let's say you cover up the bread during kiddush, you only have to cover up when you say the bracha of hagefen. The moment hagefen's over and you're saying the second part of kiddush Friday night, the kiddush bracha, you in theory could take it off if it's all about the kedima of the brachas, because you already have said the hagefen in the past. But if it's about zeich leman, it should stay on the entire time until you're ready to say hamotzi. So these are a few of the nafkamim. There's of course a big discussion in the poskim about these different reasons. Okay, this is the Gemara. So now the Gemara says, Vayit. The Gemara says, halfway down Kuf HaMaveiz, which is not very far down, the Gemara says, Tani Chada Shavin Shein Maschilin, the Tani Idach Shavin Shein Maschilin. So the Gemara quotes Brises, and the Rashbam says he's not really sure what the context here is. He makes a few suggestions, not really sure. But there's one Brises that says that they agree, and one Brises says that they don't agree. So what do they agree? What don't they agree to? So the Gemara explains, Bishma, this makes sense. Hav the Tanya, Shavin, that which they say they agree. Shein Maschilin, they agree not to begin. Mishkachas Ber Pesach. When do Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi both agree that they're both Shavin, that you don't begin the meal? That's Er Pesach, or even Rabbi Yossi agrees. Ein Maschilin Er Pesach, Samach Lemincha. That's where they both agree. And the Hav the Tanya, Shavin, Shein Maschilin. When do both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi agree that you are allowed to Maschilin, you can begin? Name of Erev Shabbos, if you say Erev Shabbos, they both agree you can start a meal close to Shabbos, that's not true. Ha Miflik Pligi, we know there's a machlokis, that Rabbi Yossi allows you to start a meal close to Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda does not allow you to be maschil a suda close to Shabbos. So what's the b'raisa about Shavin Shemaschilim? So Gemara says, lo kasha, there's no contradiction, kan kodem tisha, kan achatisha. Prior to the ninth hour, on a regular Erev Shabbos, everybody agrees, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, you're allowed to be maschilim. It's la'achar teisha, after the ninth hour, is where they're not in agreement. Where Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot start, Rabbi Yossi says you may start. Look at Rashi just to make that clear. Rashbam writes, kan kodem tisha, shavin shemaschilin le'echel, before the ninth hour you can, they both agree you can begin. U'mishetschil, once you started beheter, ochlen acha techshach, afilu Rabbi Yehuda, he agrees, as long as you started beheter before the ninth hour, you can continue your meal right into Shabbos. But after the ninth hour, that's when there's a machlokas. The Rabbi Yehuda ain maschilin k'detani le'el behedya lo yochal adam be'arve shabbosos v'arve yom tovim b'teishas l'mala. Rabbi Yossi Omer, you can be maschilin even after the ninth hour. So now the Gemara quotes an interesting discussion here. We don't have this in our shul, but there are many shul that still have kiddush Friday nights based on this particular halacha, which is as follows. The Gemara says, "Osam b'nei adam shekidshu bebeis knesses." Those people who make kiddush in shul Friday night, let's say. So the din is Amarav yidei yayin lo yatsu yidei kiddush yatsu. Rav felt that they do not fulfill the mitzvah of yayin, but they do fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush. We'll look at Rashbam in just a moment, but let's just read the sheet of Shmuel. Ushmuel amar af yidei kiddush lo yatsu. Even kiddush you're not yotze. So why not? So look at the Rashbam to explain. Then we'll look at Tosus as well. Rashbam writes on the bottom of Kuf Amud Beis, Yidei Kiddush Yatsu. So, Rashi, look at the Rashi before that, actually. Shekidshu Beis Knesses. Hu Kiddush Shemekadosh Shliach Tzibor B'Leil Shabbosos V'Yamon Tovim Beis Knesses. Right, when I grew up in the B'nai Shurin, the Shurin every Friday night, the Chazim made Kiddush, and all the young boys got to drink. So that Kiddush, what's the significance? What's the relevance? What's the point of that Kiddush? So the Rashbam says, Yidei Kiddush Yatsu. Yafa Pishalo Shasu, even though they didn't drink, they still were Yotze Kiddush de Kaimelan da Mekadish Shach Shiyitim. Only the person making Kiddush needs to taste, but nobody else needs to taste the wine. Imlo Tam Ela Echan Meham Yotze Kulan Yidei Chavasan. As long as one person drinks from it, everybody else is Yotze. Kedemuchach Be'irvin Beshila Bechal Maravin, the end of the parak of Bechal Maravin Daf Mem. Umiu Lechachila Tzarech Shiyitam Kulan. Lechachila is best for everyone to taste. That's why people are Machmed. Friday night, everyone should have a little taste of the Kiddush wine. That's the best. But it's not ma'akev. At least one person has to taste. Everybody else is just lechachilo. So once you're kiddush there, you don't have to be kiddush again in your house. The lo by Rav kiddush makom suda. Rav does not hold of kiddush makom suda. Even though they didn't eat in shul, they were still yotze. Just hearing kiddush standing alone is good enough. Now the yain lo yotze, however, with respect to the bracha of hagafen, that they were not yotze. Shim yesh lehem yain bebeisam lishos chayavim levarach bori pri hagafen. Even though he may have drank something in shul, he has to say a new bracha when he gets home in hagafen. Why? She'ainin p'turin bebirchas hakoshel shtiyas yain sheshasu bebeiskeses. He doesn't get exempt. Just because he said the bracha in shul, he left the place. When you say bracha on gafen, you say bracha on shaka, on water, and you leave the house, you've ended your bracha, and when you drink something else, somewhere else, you'd have to say a new bracha. So, yidei kiddush yatsa, but yidei yayin lo yatsa. Shmuel argues, and Shmuel says, no, you're not even yotze kiddush, why not? So look at the Rashbam, on the first Rashbam in Daf Kuf Aleph Amun Aleph, Rashbam says, af yidei kiddush lo yatsa. Shmuel felt you're not even fulfilling the mitzvah of kiddush. We'll see lakame the reason why. We'll stop here, but we'll see. Well, at least Rashbam tells us the reason. Ain kiddush el b'makum suda. Shmuel paskin that you only have kiddush in the context of a meal. The chesiv says in the pasuk of karas l'shabbos oneg. What's that drasha? B'makum shata kori l'shabbos, the place where he called Shabbos, which is another way of saying kolomar kriya the kiddush, saying kiddush. The sham te oneg, that's where your oneg has to take place. That's where your suda has to take place. That's the medrashi. That's the medrashi Rashbam brings that it has to be b'makom suda. Inami, alternatively, says the Rashbam, it is svarhi. Midik ve kiddush al hayayin, zochay al yayin, mistama al hayayin shebishas sudas hukva dechashiv. Because since we have the drasha that you have to make kiddush on wine, midderaisa, all you have to do is just say kiddush. You don't really need wine midderaisa. But the Gemara brings a drasha here in the Gemara Pesachim and the Gemara Nazir that you should midderbanan say it on wine. So since you're remembering on wine, mistamer, you're being koveya on the wine, you're establishing it as a part of the meal, and a person's only koveya yayin, drinking wine is a real meal in the context of a suda. So it's a svar, not a drasha, it's a svar that one is koveya yayin, dafka, in the context of a suda. How do we paskin? So if you look back at Tosis for a second, and Daf Kuf Amud Beis, the long Tosis will read just the first few lines, Yidei Kiddush Yatsu. Tosis writes, Afa Pisha Lo Shasu, even though they didn't drink, Rak Sheyitom HaMevarech, as long as the one saying the bracha tasted it, or Afil Echad Mehem, or somebody else, tasted the wine, Kedemuchach Besof Bechom HaRabim, Lechachi Letzach Sheyitom Yitamu Kolom. Best for everyone to taste it. V'nira da'alacha kishmul. We pass like Shmuel. Number ein kiddush el b'makom suda. That's how we paskim. V'yafagav da'alma. Even though in general halacha k'rebi be'isura. Right. This is called the isura. It's hard to know. We have Rav and Shmuel. We always pass like Rav by isurim. We pass like Shmuel by dinim. By choshe mishpat versus isurim. How do you categorize, you know, wine, Friday night wine? So Shmuel felt, rather Tosis felt, that that's called the category of isurim. So since we hold like, even though in general, we hold like Rav when it comes to the world of Yisurim, and apparently eating and drinking Kiddush is all the world of Yisurim, the guy Rabbi Yochanan Tzavar L'kaman K'rav, and Rabbi Yochanan also holds like Rav that you don't need Kiddush B'makom Suda. However, nonetheless, Hacha, Halacha, Kishmuel. Here we pass like Shmuel, the Rav Huna, the Rabba, the Rabbaye, Kulu Savri B'samach, they all hold Ain Kiddush Ella B'makom Suda, and that's how we in fact pass. So let's quickly recap. What we did today, we discussed in the beginning the brisa that seemingly went against Rabbi Yehuda Shita initially, that the difference between the ninth hour and the ninth and the half hour, and the Gemara quoted brisa that says he says across the board always by Samech HaMincha you have to stop eating. We thought maybe it wasn't a correct brisa. We proved from a shir that it was a brisa that was accepted and therefore was a kasha. Rav Huna, that must be his explanation of the mission was correct. The Rabbi Yossi in general says you could eat up until Shabbos, up until Yom Tov, but at Pesach he agrees that you don't have to. Then we discussed this machlokas between Maschilin versus Mafsi. That when it comes to Mafsikin, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to stop before Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says you don't have to stop. In terms of beginning, they both agree you should not start the meal. But if you did start the meal, they have a machlokes whether you have to end the meal or not. With the Maisa in the house of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Akko, where they want to pass on Rabbi Yehuda in the presence of Rabbi Yossi. And he says, according to the pasuk, so he establishes, we pass on Rabbi Yossi, that a person does not have to stop even though he's approaching Shabbos. But then the Gemara said, we actually passing against that as well. What one should do is paris mapa, covering the bread, and then continue going. And then Amud Beis, we discussed the Maisa. They did this, in fact, in the house of the Reish Galusa. And then finally, we had two brises. One that said they both agree. One said they both they don't agree. They both agree before the ninth hour. You can be maschil de suda. but they argue after the ninth hour whether you could begin the Suda or not begin the Suda. And then we finish off with the Kiddush that they said in Shul, that Rav felt, you're not Yotzei Yedei Yayin. When you leave to your house, you have to say a new bracha, but you are Yotzei Kiddush because you don't require Kiddush B'makom Suda. But Shmuel argued, and we posken this way, that ain't Kiddush B'makom Suda, and therefore one does not fulfill the meal, the mitzvah of Kiddush, in the Shul, since there is no Suda. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day.